This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. It really is that simple. And you don't become part of the solution by sitting there just yelling at your radio. So hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and whatever you prefer. You can also, if you want to be notified by text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I'm telling you, I mean, you will get those notices. Anyway, I'm loving all this information that's going back and forth. I'm loving these people saying that the economy is Trump. I mean, Obama's. Everything that Obama did, everything he put into place, and even Obama himself is running around saying, "Look, I did that." Who do you think put those policies and processes in place? I mean, if you didn't believe the guy took drugs while he was president, he sure as heck must be taking them now. Because if it was as simple as him leaving office, right, for the economy to turn around, and he claims he loved America so much, why didn't he leave shortly after he got in? Everything would be utopian now, right? We wouldn't have to wait so long for it to happen. But the guy that's really confused, I said it earlier, was Gavin Newsom. He blamed the homeless issues he blamed on Trump because of Trump's economy. So my question for you trollers on the left that I know are listening right now, my question for you is if the issue is that it's Trump's economy that's created homelessness, but technically it's really Obama's economy, then wouldn't it be that Obama has created this homeless issue? I'm not the most educated guy in the room, right? So I'm just asking you guys, you let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation as a whole. And I really do appreciate when you're involved and engaged. It makes a big difference. Look, I can't play it because I don't, and we don't have the 25 minutes it's going to take to play it. But I was looking for some stories, as I do every day, some stories that aren't just political in nature. And I came across this clip. I may even just put it up for you guys to grab it and run with it. But it was an assistant that used to work for Harvey Weinstein. And she goes on record in an interview with the BBC. She probably couldn't get one here. Her name is Zelda. Look her up. Her name is Zelda Perkins. And she said that this, what went on was atrocious. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be soft shoot here. This is as much her fault as it is the other people that she's blaming in the interview. She was there. She saw what was going down. She should have opened her mouth. She should have said something. She said she worked for Weinstein's Miramax Films in the UK in the 1990s. She left as a co-worker, said that he tried to rape her. And he denied it. Well, he denied doing anything that he actually did. But my argument has always been the same. Right? He had 16 assistants around him. They knew what was going on. Other people knew what was going on. So when Hollywood says it's you know, it's a Me Too thing and they want to support the other people, they want to come, where were you all these years that he was raping and sexually assaulting women? Where were you? Can you, I mean, how serious can I take you when you say you're in it for women, you're in it for the women's causes, you're trying, and this is what you allowed happen? How am I supposed to take you seriously? Believe what you have to say. So look her up, Zelda Perkins. Right? She has come out, she has had it. She's talking about the rape that she knew took place 19 years ago. And she told the BBC right out, she tried to expose his behavior, but was told by lawyers she didn't have a chance. That's how you feel when you're up against the IRS, right? You don't have a chance when you're up against the government. Think about all those guys that were interrogated by Mueller. They knew they didn't have a chance. He had the money. He had the time. You know, he had the walking papers, if you would. Right? 855 again, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I love this. If you ever get a chance, two websites that I love to go to, because it'll send shivers up your spine. CampusReform.org is one of them. They actually have, you know, junior correspondents on every college campus in the country, pretty much. The other one is the College Fix. Same thing there. They have people on every website. I mean, every college grounds. And the stories they come up with, the stuff that they see, the stuff that they write about, I'm surprised their websites don't get shut down. So it is about time that even the young ladies on the left, look, yeah, you'll take this as an attack on transgenderism, but I don't care. Take it for what it's worth. You have these young ladies that have been beating their brains out their whole life. They've been working since they were 6 years old, for God's sakes. Whether it's field and track, whether it's gymnastics, whatever it is, to be the best. And when I was screwing about this a couple of years back, I said, look, any way you cut it when it comes to being transgender, any way you cut it, you've got upper body strength for the male, lower body strength for the female. You can't change that with a sexual reassignment surgery. And now you have women in women's sports getting hurt, bones broken, not standing a chance because they're competing against the male. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Listen. Head up to the website, though, because I noticed that if I say this enough, you're catching on. If you don't want to get an email, I get it. I get enough email, too. I don't want all that crap either. But if you want to be notified by text message, that's really the best way. That's the easiest way. It works out the best for everybody involved. So you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And I'm telling you, no, seriously. It is the best way to get the message. This is the best way for me to get the information out to you. Let me bring him on because I have so much fun. I actually work with him on other projects. Arif Halaby joins me with Total Financial Solutions. What is the real name, the full name of your company?
Well, we have a parent company. It's Total Financial Financial and Insurance Services, but Total Financial Solutions, Inc. So. Our job really is simple. It's, you know, the financial world.
Yeah, I would have got that right. Yeah. No problem at all, because you know what I'm saying. So I brought you in to talk about finances, because I am not the guy to do finances, and all I hear about is how this is Obama's economy. This is the economy that Obama set forth. So President Trump is simply riding Obama's wonderfully sharp and sane economic policies.
Yeah, we're very appreciative when President Obama basically outlawed student loans to be held by private institutions, and in turn in 2009, 2010 made the government the sole bearer of student loans. It took us 42 years to get $500 billion in student loan debt. 42 years. When President Obama came in and said no more private banks, no more actual, in some sense, you know, common decency when it comes to the math on student loan debt, 11 years later, we have an additional $1.2 trillion. So today we are at $1.7 trillion. So you want to give President Obama credit for something, give him credit for having the IRS, the new collection agency for your student loans, for making education outpace the cost of inflation, oh, some would say 300 or 400%. And, in my opinion, and this is great because today's digital world, I think in the next 5 years you're going to see 20 to 25% of the colleges and universities in the United States go out of business or merge.
Wow, 20 to 25%.
No questions. The ones without an endowment fund, what the Obama administration has done is accelerated the demise of mediocre education. No question, it's already happening. The train has left the station.
A couple of years ago, I was doing stories around how the upper education places colleges pull people in, and they were doing elaborate restaurants and elaborate workout play. You had like an LA fitness center right on campus. And those weren't those colleges had to pay to make that happen to attract kids there. And eventually, I knew that had to catch up with them because you can't just pay for that out of tuition. Kids won't be able to go there.
This is the issue. If you're a university and you're producing a product, and the product is a student with a college degree, and their goal is to go out and make some money, to be productive, to be somebody, and eventually return those dollars back to society via taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet your product that you're producing isn't doing that. Someone has $50,000, $60,000, $150,000 in student loan debt, and they're making $14 an hour serving coffee. Or $15 an hour, as the shift supervisor of your local big box store. And you have to ask yourself, they're never going to pay this back, ever. And the reason that you saw this mass improvement was because the schools were not responsible to deliver a product, a quality product. They were just responsible to get your butt there. If they can get your fanny in the chair, sign up, because they have bells and whistles and people juggling and standing on stilts, and you said, no problem, the school would take the money from the government, but you're on the hook for it. It would be like if I said, hey, Joe, do me a favor. I want to go buy a new car. The car will be in my name, and you're responsible to pay for it. But, you know, hey, at least you can look at it. You can touch it once in a while.
You can watch it when I go by.
Yeah, wave.
You know, I look at this stuff, and you're hearing the 2020 Democratic candidate screaming, free education. Free education doesn't work.
Tell me the professors that are going to work for free, and I'm in. The administrators work for free. I gotcha.
No, never. You know, well, I do. And the California kids who scream about what it costs to go to college here, I go, look at. Why don't you, instead of blaming the legislature for not giving you enough money, why don't you go look at what the administrators are making? Why don't you see what the professors are getting paid, the kind of money that's being poured into that college?
The tenured professors and the administrators at universities and community colleges, the money that they're making is outrageous. It's $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. And if you're an adjunct professor, when it really never gets tenure, then they just rent your services. You're a part-time employee. You make $20,000 or $30,000 a year, and they dispose of you before they have to give you tenure, and they get somebody else. And it's this little scheme to keep people in the top, in my opinion, consistently being paid. Look, the left will push consistently that, oh, Trump and the China war, and oh, it's going to affect people. Listen, we have had a trade war going on for decades, since probably the mid-70s. In other words, China has been at war economically, trade with us, and we haven't fought back. You know, look, when you're a big, big dog, when you're the St. Bernard and a little chihuahua is biting, you're like, it's cute. I'm not going to be overly, disgusting with the dog. I'm not going to smash the dog. I'm just going to push it aside, right? It's a little puppy. It's doing its thing. And then after a while, the dog grows up. You see, if you and I owned a grocery store, and we were partners, and we buy it from somebody, and that person says, hey, listen, we're a big grocery store. We've made a lot of money, big money. And I know that the six employees have been stealing out the back, right? One has been taking $1,000 a month in meat and alcohol. No problem. So if China was taking $1,000 out the back door, and we are the United States, and you'd say, well, that's okay. The guy has six kids, and he lives in an apartment, and he's trying to get by. But then you realize the one that's stealing out the back door lives in a mansion and drives a Rolls Royce. You would say, wait a second. Why am I letting this guy take $1,000 out the back door? When Donald Trump comes in and the new owner and Obama leaves and so did the others before him and says, wait a second, I'm the new owner of the store here. I'm not letting you take $1,000 out the back door. I'll let you. In fact, he goes, listen, I'll let you have $300. You can still steal $300 out the back door, but you can't take $1,000. Oh, my gosh, this trade war. You see, look, the war has been going on. They have been taking our secrets. They have been dumping junk product. They have been undercutting Vietnam and the Philippines and other countries that we have friendly relationships with, trying to prevent them from getting a foothold in the economic world. And Donald Trump isn't taking it.
No, let's talk about more on the other side of that. But, I mean, another thing that Obama totally ignored, didn't want to deal with. We'll do more of that on the other side. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back more with Eric Hallaby in just a few minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Trump was not considered for indictment in the Russia investigation because the Justice Department doesn't allow indictments of sitting presidents. But he also said this.
If we had had confidence
that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
That statement touched off new calls for impeachment. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders explained the administration's stance. She was echoing a tweet from President Trump saying Mueller fully exonerated him.
There was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and we consider this case closed.
But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler notes Mueller emphasized the president was not cleared of obstructing justice.
What Special Counsel Mueller said loud and clear today for the American people is that President Trump is lying.
He says Democrats will do what they need to hold the president accountable. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're not afraid to talk about anything on the show. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know, you know, maybe it's a topic, an author, or a person you think would be great to have on the show. And I'm trying to get the fellow that did the movie Vaxxed. And it's a great movie because he talks to actually, you know, doctors that have been involved. And I'll tell you what, he did something really smart. He went and got liberal doctors. And the movie is all about vaccinating your kids. Now, I know people get nuts when you talk about, you know, vaccines or what have you. You're either nut for not doing it or you're a nut for doing it. But here's doctors that have been at it for years. And they're not necessarily saying no, no way, no how. But there's a couple of things that they get you to think about. And one is they don't even give adults six shots at a time. Right? Why can't you space them out? Why wouldn't you? And why don't we start holding the pharmaceutical companies responsible for vaccines that, for the most part, aren't tested? So there's a lot of great, again, it's not telling you don't do, never do, know how, but it's not a government movie. It's a movie made by doctors to give you the information you need so you actually know what's been going on. The movie's called Vaxxed. All right, I'm trying to get him on next week. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure. Let's bring on Eric Hallaby. We've been talking about Obama and Obama's economy and the trade wars, which I love the trade wars because it's like you've got this crack addict and you think you're going to take him off by, you know, right, instead of five bowls a day, you're going to get him down to four bowls a day and then eventually down to three bowls a day. And it doesn't, yeah, I know, no kidding, right? It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, and you're going to see this over and over. The China situation, you know, the Chinese people are very smart people. I don't think anybody would ever accuse them of being dumb or lack the intellect to take this beyond. The challenge is this. President Trump chose this moment in time because we are at the strongest we've ever been historically in unemployment. That means people are working. That means there's jobs. That means there's room, unfortunately, for us to go down a little bit in the economic world and absorb the problems that we're seeing on the other side, which are going to be possibly a trade war that goes on for a bit. It's simple. Look, they say, oh, Americans are going to pay the price and Chinese people will pay the price. Well, certainly. But what happens is you just have a choice not to buy something or to buy something. But it isn't just China that has a trade war. To Canada. Try to buy dairy milk in Canada. We had a client who worked for a large company, a big box store, started with the C and ended in Costco. And this particular store, they said every week a gentleman would come down in a big rented van, loaded up with all of the milk from the United States, just over the border in Washington, and then drive it back over to the border into Canada. Why? Because to buy American milk in Canada was $11 a gallon. So,
oh my God.
They had subsidies. They have a trade war. They said, we're not going to take American milk. We're not going to take milk that is comes from Wisconsin and Minnesota and Washington State. And so the dairy farmers were unfair. Now, on the other side, Canada could drive its milk over the border and sell it retail and compete with Americans. So, but this was a particular, I believe it was a Sikh or a religious ceremony, and so they use milk in part of their ceremony, and they use milk as for their culture. And so every week they come down and they would buy out the entire dairy case of milk. And then they would go down as far as northern Oregon, because this was happening every single day, every single week. There were many trucks coming down. Now, President Trump made some big strides in the trade war with American dairy. But if you're a dairy farmer and you're up in the border and you've got to drive your milk 300 to maybe 2,000 miles away instead of 15 miles away, I think you're a little bit happier. It's Canadians that have trade wars. Mexicans have trade wars.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a difference. And that was in the middle of NAFTA. Right? This has been going on since NAFTA has been in place. Yeah. So the trade war against the American dairy farmer is huge. And that's just not right. If you want open borders, then you better have open trade.
It's not new. These are, you know, keep tell people this is not really new. Two things that bother me. One is with China, the intellectual property theft. Now, being in technology for 20 years before getting into radio, I got to tell you, it was a constant irritant. It was a constant fight with the software or even hardware that you bought that you find out later on is made in China. Here you buy, you know, 50 copies of Microsoft Office and you find out it's all bootlegged, because when you sell something in China, you produce something in China, you have to give them all your technology.
Yes.
Now, why hasn't anybody gone after them? Why? Because we haven't had a business-based president, a president who understands what that does to many small companies, let alone the big ones. So, again, I mean, you take the car away from the kid. You take the crack away from the crack addict. They're going to scream. They're going to yell. But this had to be reset, did it not?
It did on many levels. You see, China was inflating and has been inflating its currency for a decade. My first trip to China was in 2008. So I went in 2008, and it was about 5-1. In other words, five yuan, which is their currency, to one U.S. dollar. The Obama administration comes along and says, well, we borrowed money. We borrowed, let's say, $1 billion from you, and we're going to pay you back $900 million. Now, nobody would take that deal, so China said, no, we're not going to do that. But everybody else would say, well, listen, it's the United States. At least we're getting our money back, and it's in a safe place. So what China said is, we're just going to inflate our currency 10%. So you borrowed $1 billion, you'll pay us back $1 billion plus interest. So their 5-1 ratio became 5.5. My second trip to China was 5.5. And that was 3 years later. Then what you saw was, the first trip was before the Olympics, second trip was after the Olympics in 2010, end of 10. And then the Obama administration sends its Treasury Secretary. Everybody rushes over to China. Hey, listen, don't create any problems. We'll pay you back, but we're going to have to pay back $900 million again. Right? In other words, the same story. They said, we were going to do $100 billion, $200 billion. We get to decide, says the United States, under President Obama. Well, guess what they did with the currency? They inflated it again. That's the currency manipulation, meaning, oh, you want to pay us back? You're going to have to pay us back 6. So there has been a 35% inflation in the last decade. Now, how can China afford to inflate its currency, to make things cost more money? Very simply, they have all of those people in the middle of the country, and they just pay them very little money. So you just got a 100% pay raise, $1 per day to $2 per day. So people are making more money, but we are paying a lot more.
Well, when you look at what's going on over there, I joke with people all the time, and you're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to say it anyway. there is no such thing as money. There is a such thing as numbers on a piece of paper. But it's not like when you buy your house, and I've said this a million times, it's not like you go to the bank, you get this wheelbarrow full of cash or gold or silver, and you take it over to the seller, and you give him your wheelbarrow full of gold and silver. There are numbers moving around a piece of paper. So I said, the thing that's always boggled my mind, and I'm not a financial expert, but when you think about it, it is for the Chinese, for the Americans, we're not really, we're exchanging numbers. We're not really exchanging cash. So for in China, for instance, they've got those cities that are built where nobody's living in
them. I have seen them with my own eyes.
Okay.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you before in our friendly talks and discussions, but let me tell you, we have driven, and I checked the time, for nearly an hour on a highway, in a beautiful bus, on a beautiful highway, with buildings that look like downtown L.A. So we were going, what, 60, 70 miles an hour, whatever it might be. So we were going fast, and we were driving through the equivalent of downtown Houston, Los Angeles, whatever, at the rate of 60 miles an hour, and there were buildings on both sides completely empty, nonstop for over an hour. That means 60 miles of empty buildings on both sides of the highway.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, what did they do with the money? How did they take the inflation? How did they take the currency? They employed these people. They said, okay, come in. We need you to now build a building. You're like, but my family and I live 300 or 2,000 miles away. It doesn't matter. Come in. You're going to work for the government. So they built these cities. And then instead of living there, they just moved. Now, the problem you have is a lot of American companies have moved into those cities based on, don't worry, if we build it, people will come. And they're not. So you have fast food restaurants that are struggling, that are getting subsidies from the Chinese government.
Wow.
You have other businesses, American businesses, that said, wait a second, you told us there was going to be a town of 2 million people. You know, there's barely 15,000 or 20,000. So a lot of Americans with this exchange in Chinese technology that they require that American companies have to give, this trade war concept is eating the American businessman and woman.
Right. No, I look at those, I realize that they have to have people working, that the Chinese government doesn't really have to have valuable money because they're spending it there in China. There's nothing to back up. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you. Don't go far. Eric and I will be back in just a few minutes. Promise.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you head up to the website where we have a live chat room going on, or if you're on Facebook, grab one of the feeds that's going on there. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Again, if you want to get information on the show, all you got to do is text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. I don't do it all the time because I hate when people do it to me, so I don't do it to you as well. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring them right back on. Arif Halvi joins me, and he is the, I guess, the founder, right, of TFS?
Yeah, that sounds pretty elaborate. The founder and
you should have a white wig on.
The CEO, president. We started a company 23 years ago in one form or fashion, and really the purpose, to keep it simple, is to really assist people from losing what they have saved. In other words, building up their wealth, building up their safety net. That's great. Our job is to keep that money, to have it grow reasonable rates of return. I think somewhere between 0 and 12%. It's to never go backwards and really to be somebody that clients can come to and say, hey, listen, I want a guaranteed source of income. I want some money that's going to be there for me. So we use various fixed and safety type products. It's kind of nice.
Well, and people can get a hold of you how?
Well, you can get a hold of us through 888-99-RETIRE. So it's 888-99-RETIRE, 997-3847.
There you go. Simple stuff. All right. Hey, one of the things that Republicans hate, conservatives hate, subsidies. Hate subsidies. Hate. Well, we're finding ourselves having to subsidize the farmers right now. Temporary situation. But I thought what was really cool was that they were interviewing a couple of farmers about this and about Trump and about what was going on. And they said, look, we don't want this to go on for a long time because we don't want handouts. And we see subsidies as a handout. Okay? But we're willing to deal with it for the moment so President Trump can get this thing fixed. Which I thought was, I mean, maybe they didn't all feel that way. Maybe they found the only three farmers out there that feel this way. But I thought it was a great line by them.
I think you're going to see the same thing happen when the NFL strikes or the NBA or whenever there's a strike. People are all for it for a little while. And they're going to say, you know, it's pretty good. I'm in it. I'm good. And then after a while, you're going to say, you know, this is getting kind of old. It's the same game of chicken that we've seen for years. Who's going to blink first?
Right.
And which conversation are we going to say, well, we're willing to negotiate? See, I think President Trump's idea economically is simple. We're going to push when we are the healthiest and strongest, as China has been having struggles economically. Their growth just isn't the same. Now, granted, they're still growing, according to them, at 6% interest or 6% per year. That's great. We're growing at 3.2, some might even say 3.5, which is enormous. The problem is, one, you can never really believe the numbers that come out of China. They just they can say whatever they want to say, and it's difficult. There's no third party reviewing it like there is in the United States. We talked about those rows and rows of buildings and cities that are empty. There's nobody's there.
Yeah.
There are billions of people. And in other words, there are cities in China that are larger than most states in the United States. There's a city in China that has more people than the state of California. So we have to think beyond the size geographically and just the amount of people. There are three times the amount of people in China than there are in the United States. So, yes, economically, those 1.4 billion people produce not quite as much as the United States, but they do produce nearly as much as the United States. But it's spread out. And China is very, very smart. When Jimmy Carter gave up the Panama Canal back to the Panamanians, the Chinese came in and they bought it. Now, people say, well, they didn't really buy it. They didn't write a check. Okay, listen, you can say whatever you want. If I control it, I own it, I get to make all the decisions.
That's right.
I think I bought it. You can say whatever, but it's run and controlled by the Chinese, the Panama Canal. That's why the United States built next door to it, much larger, where we control, and that canal is designed for our American warships and the larger ships to pass through. It's the same reason a decade plus ago, China secretly began to scope all up and down the west coast of Africa. And we knew what they were doing. They were looking for the largest port. And they found one in a little unknown country in the west coast of Africa. And when they bought that, they went in and they said, hey, we're going to employ your people. Here's our free money. Let's build a bridge so nobody dies trying to get across that that river anymore. And very, very wonderful to the local community. But they never employed anybody. They brought in their own people. They lived on shore and they lived in ships off to the sea. And they built that port. And they now have one of the largest deep water ports in Africa. And then quietly around the country, around the continent, they started picking up and buying land. And they bought land where there's rich iron ore and gold and more rare earth minerals, right, all throughout Africa. Then they bought train tracks. And they ran trains directly where? To that port. So I don't blame them for taking care of China, because that's what Chinese people and the government are supposed to do, just like the Mexican government is supposed to take care of the Mexican. I mean, there's no, it's not a trick here.
No.
It's everybody's
supposed to take care of your own first. I don't know why people, look at, we went around the whole globe last night talking about the change around the countries towards nationalism, the EU being a big part of that. Look at, Europe wants it, I mean, Britain wants to take care, England wants to take care of itself, France moving towards nationalism. Italy, my God, I mean, they don't fight for anything. They're moving towards nationalism. The Aussies, they elected a nationalist. I mean, you look at it, they're saying the left have got to be going out of their minds because their policies are being rejected big time. Globalism is being rejected, is it not?
Yes, and all you had to do was visit Europe for 10 minutes. 20 years ago, my first visit to Europe, maybe 30 years ago, I guess by now, you just had to go to the south, visit Portugal and Spain and Italy, Greece, and then go to the north and visit Germany and Norway and France and even Belgium, and then say these people have nothing in common except, you know, one lives a few hundred miles from the other. Nothing in common. And when they said, we're going to create the European Union, anybody who was an outsider said, it's never going to work. Because they don't have the same values. They're not bad people. They're just not the same people.
Right.
Right? The reason the United States works, and you can come here with a thick accent, or when you look different, or you have a different heritage, or a different-looking grandparent, is because of the values. You can be of African-American descent and live in France for two generations, and they will never call you French. You can come to the United States and 6 years later become an American citizen, and we call you an American.
Right.
It doesn't happen in Europe. I've traveled. I've been blessed to travel. My dad worked for the airlines, so we flew for free. So that, you know, that's the that's the trust fund, if you will, was just the free airline ticket. But fortunately, we were able to do that and see around Europe. So why do you think it will collapse? I've always said for my 15 years on radio, I said it's going to collapse. Why? Now listen, I don't think it's going to fall apart and people are going to run into the sea. I don't think that's going to happen. But there's no way. There's no values. They don't have the same. You tell me why the European Union is controlled by Germany and France. Hitler would have looked at it and said, wait a second, I'm trying to take over Europe. I'm killing off all these people. You mean all I had to do was promise, you know, free stuff to the Portuguese? And
I was just thinking that
Greeks?
Yesterday when we were talking about all those countries. I'm thinking Hitler had it all wrong. He didn't have to fight his way through.
No, Napoleon wrong.
Just start a bank called the EU.
That's right.
Okay.
You buy your way.
And from there, bingo.
Bring in people that want free stuff. Tell them to vote for you. You know, call them refugees or whatever you want to call them. Yeah. And you poof, you have a continent that's, quote, a country. And really, it's just the United Republic of Germany with France as the vice president.
I just found all of that. When I started watching what was happening there, I just thought all that was great. And people don't realize that how close they were coming to that or are coming to that. And I think it's great that finally those people, those countries say, wait a minute, we want to rule ourselves.
Yes.
We don't want anybody ruling us.
I can't imagine being from England, the pride that a British person would have in Liverpool or in the British Isles, the South, the North. It doesn't matter. And then you tell them, oh, by the way, the rules are subject to what people in Brussels, in Germany, France. What they think is right for you is what we're going to... You know, a friend of mine is from Canada. Looks, walks, talks, acts like an American, right? No accent. He speaks French, but no French.
Right.
And he says, there are two things I don't understand about you Americans.
Yeah. Only two?
Yeah, I know. Number one, your fascination with guns. And number two, why do you always talk about freedom and liberty?
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Isn't that incredible? And this man is a dentist, very successful, in one of the big cities in Canada. And I said, well, number one, you have the strongest, healthiest, safest, largest government in the history of the known world at your southern border. We don't. Number two is your northern border is a bunch of ice. So you guys can have free health care because you don't have to really have a military. Everybody's nice because everybody lives within, 2 hours of the southern border called the United States of America. You need health care. The governor of one of their states in health care flew to the Mayo Clinic in the United States because he didn't want to wait in line for their free health care. People don't realize we are a country that's strong.
All right, tell them really quick where to find you again.
888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-990-3847.
And if you can't remember that number, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, if you got to go, you can still catch us online if you want. Otherwise, if you're going to be with us, we'll be back in just a little bit. You listen to The Real Facts.